BBC News with Marion Marshall. The United States says it's carried out 10 more airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria and Iraq. The Pentagon said remotely piloted aircraft and fighter jets, backed by those from Saudi Arabia, Jordan and the United Arab Emirates, hit 7 targets in Syria and 3 in Iraq. Paul Wood has been to the besieged Syrian town of Kobani near the Turkish border.
Warplanes circled over Kobani throughout the night and into the morning, and in the early hours a series of explosions were heard. The Pentagon later confirmed that these were US airstrikes, hitting an Islamic State building and 2 armed vehicles. The airstrikes did not stop the skirmishing around Kobani that will decide the town's fate. As we left the area, we watched as shells fired from Islamic State positions landed in the town. A number of people were killed and injured, we were told later.
The Syrian al-Qaeda-linked group Nusra Front denounced the airstrikes as a war against Islam and threatened to retaliate against the Western and Arab countries involved. A spokesman for the Free Syrian Army has said that his organization supports airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria, but opposes any action that would cause civilian casualties. Usam al-Marai told the BBC that Western countries should carry out airstrikes against the government in Damascus too.
So-called Islamic State is our enemy as much as Assad's regime is our enemy. We want Syria free from dictatorship and from terrorism. We cannot accept terrorists to establish their states on our lands. We need the support from the free world to continue this battle against the regime and ISIS at the same time. We are fighting on 2 fronts.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said he wants to hold peace talks with Pakistan, but without what he called a shadow of terrorism. Mr. Modi was making his first speech at the United Nations General Assembly.
With Pakistan, I want to hold bilateral talks to improve friendship and cooperation in all seriousness and in an atmosphere of peace without the shadow of terrorism. I do want to hold bilateral talks with them. But it is also the duty of Pakistan to come forward and create an appropriate atmosphere.
Mr. Modi's comments came a day after Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif criticized India for cancelling planned bilateral talks last month. The Cuban government has said it will take disciplinary action against employees of a state pharmaceutical company that created perfumes named after the revolutionary leader Che Guevara and the late Venezuelan president Hugo Chavez. In a note published in the official Granma newspaper, the Cuban authorities described the project as a serious error and said the symbols of the revolution would always be sacred. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. 3 Frenchmen arrested in Turkey after leaving Syria have been placed under formal investigation by the French authorities for allegedly planning terrorist attacks. Their lawyer says they deny the accusations. The men handed themselves in to the police after they were sent by the Turkish authorities to the wrong airport and were able to leave the airport unchallenged. An al-Qaeda-affiliated group says it carried out a rocket attack on the American embassy in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a, injuring at least 2 guards. Ansar al-Sharia say the attack was in retaliation for a US drone strike on Friday in the north of the country, which they say wounded several children. The army in Japan has joined the search for dozens of hikers who are thought to be trapped near the summit of a volcano after it suddenly erupted. More than 30 people are injured, some seriously. A report that one person had died was later retracted. Mount Ontake continues to throw rock and grey clouds of ash into the air. More than 200 people were initially stranded on the volcano. George Clooney's agent says the Hollywood star has married the human rights lawyer Amal Alamuddin in a private ceremony in the Italian city of Venice. Clooney's celebrity friends joined the couple for the ceremony, as Nomia Iqbal reports.
Some of the guests who arrived for the wedding included fellow Hollywood stars Matt Damon and Bill Murray, as well as the singer Bono and supermodel Cindy Crawford. The 53-year-old actor got engaged to Amal Alamuddin in April. The 36-year-old is a London-based human rights lawyer, and her wedding was also celebrated in her family's home village in Lebanon. The couple exchanged vows at the Aman Hotel this evening, and in a short statement, the actor's publicist confirmed he is now married. There will be a second ceremony on Monday at the 16th century Kavali Palace.
Nomia Iqbal reporting. BBC News.